Joe Biden's been feeling the heat over rising fuel prices in America. And as the president departs to the Gulf, those domestic pressures will be weighing heavily on his foreign policy. He'll also be keen to recalibrate relations with a major security power in the region and discuss counter-terrorism, Iran's nuclear capabilities, and the war in Yemen. But a meeting with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman would mean Joe Biden is relinquishing a campaign promise to make Saudi Arabia, in his words, a pariah following the alleged murder of Jamal Khashoggi. US intelligence claims the Washington Post columnist was killed by Saudi Arabian agents in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul in 2018 on behalf of the Crown Prince, which he denies. Before flying to Saudi Arabia, Mr. Biden first heads to Israel and the West Bank, where he'll reiterate his strong support for a two-state solution and formally launch I2U2, a new four-nation dialogue which will include India and the United Arab Emirates. Benji Hyer, Washington.